Hello everyone, and welcome to some more horrific news. Right, this has just dropped, so Bambi the Reckoning teaser trailer unleashes vicious killing machine. I've been waiting for this one to arrive. If you remember when I covered the whole Steamboat Willie thing during the public domain, and of course the horror genre jumped right on that and got some games and all sorts happening on a slasher movie. So here we go. I did report back in the time that Bambi was on the crosshairs, so here's the first of the movies to come out. The brand new trailer for Bambi the Reckoning has arrived, giving us first look at the latest Pooniverse installment entry that puts a horror twist on the classic children's property. So with Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey Part 2 coming out, or already out, this is the whole idea. They're going to tie this all together. So it's going to be fun. So it follows Zana and her son Benji, who find themselves in a car wreck and soon hunted down by a vicious killing machine, Bambi. That's right, there's nothing sweet and doe-eyed about Bambi this time. See for yourself in the teaser trailer below. Filming on Bambi the Reckoning kicked off on January the 6th, 2024 in England, with a planned fall 2024 release. Director Dan Allen previews, "It's going to be terrifying. When people see a deer in the wild after this film, they're going to run for the hills. This film about the death of childhoods as much as it's going to ruin childhoods. Expect bloodshed, tears and rabbits. And one mean killer deer. At least the British countryside will finally get its Godzilla." Oh, I remember this time we did it. We brought some yanks over to Salisbury Plain exercise, and they were given one of the briefs, you know, and don't busy rip up the countryside and all that good stuff. One of them's like, "Hey man, I'm a hunter. Do you have lions and tigers and bears?" And the S is like, "No, but we've got butterflies and freshwater shrimp." we wiped out anything. We used to have wild boars and all sorts roaming about the place, but obviously with the industrialization, etc., all that got turned around. I think they're trying to reintroduce boars again. So yeah, in the British Isles anyway, the wildlife is quite tame. But I don't, if you've ever seen a deer in real life, you don't mess about with one of them things. They will mess you up. Like, there's loads of stalking, like especially up around Galloway and Scotland and other places. Like, we've got hunting grounds, and like usually a lot of estates, when I think of Clanleyboy Estate back home, Lord Brookbury's, can't remember, but there's loads of you wouldn't believe it, but in the British Isles there's loads of hunting that goes on, grouse shooting, you name it. It's just not, we don't have like mad stuff like bears and all. Like I said, we don't have boars anymore. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Well, it's a short article anyway. So from ITN Studios and Jagged Edge Productions, Bambi the Reckoning, written by Reese Warrington and produced by Scott Jeffrey and Reese Frake Waterfield under Jagged Edge Productions, with ITN Studios handling sales. So it's a completely local production. The film is part of the growing Twisted Childhood universe, dubbed the Pooniverse, which will also feature previously announced standalone films Peter Pan's Neverland, Nightmare and Pinocchio Unstrung, and introduce new characters such as Sleeping Beauty, the Mad Hatter and Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. Oh my god, is Rabbit getting his own series? All these characters will come together in Pooniverse Monsters Assemble in 2025, when the monsters join forces to take down the world. Oh my god, I said these were all coming. I didn't realize they're doing like, what's that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus 2, there's 7 movies coming out this year, and then a big like ensemble. Oh my word, this is brilliant. It's Felix Salten's original novel Bambi, A Life in the Woods from 1923, that's in the public domain here in 2023, which explains how the team is able to turn it into a horror movie. Stay tuned for more on this madness as we learn it. Right, I'm going to check this trailer out off screen with you, but as usual, I'll leave a link to the original article. Yep, that's it. So I'll leave a link to the original article so you can check it out. Yeah, this is going to be daft and fun. I'm looking forward to it. So hope yous are too. Let me know in the comments what you think. But until next time, keep up with the other channel. Do the typey clicky things. Until next time, keep it creepy. Keep it horrific.